You are listening to Real World News.
International seminar to analyze GM Southern Cone. Almost two decades after the introduction of the first genetically modified GM crops in the region, and while new strains of GM crops are being released every year, Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay is organizing a seminar with experts to analyze the impacts of genetically modified organisms in the people and the environment, the risks for biosafety, the current legal frameworks, and the role of transnational corporations along the technology, besides the lack of citizen participation, will be some of the issues discussed at the seminar to be held on Thursday, the 20th of June in Montevideo, Uruguay, to be live-streamed by Real World Radio. The Southern Cone threatens to displace the U.S. as the world's first country in terms of land occupied with GMOs. However, there is a growing public and scientific opinion against the GM agribusiness in those countries. Some of the participants of the seminar are Rubens Nodari, former member of the National Technical Commission on Biosafety of Brazil, and the Argentinian scientist Andrés Carrasco, who carried out studies on the impact of glyphosate in vertebrates. He is one of the key experts on biosafety issues in the region. Carlos Vicente, Latin American coordinator of Grain International and expert on seed and phytogenetic resources legislation, as well as Miguel Lovera, former head of the National Service of Vegetable and Seeds Quality and Sanitation in Paraguay, will also participate in the seminar. Andrés Carrasco said the mechanisms to approve GMOs have been based on foreign criteria by the corporations interested in patenting and commercialization of GM seeds and its associated agrotoxics. In an interview with community radio station La Caterva of Buenos Aires, Carrasco said that 11 new GM events were approved in Argentina in the past 2 years, 5 of which are resistant to a pesticide.
You are listening to Real World News.